This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to talk some running today. We head back to London for returning guests, Rhys Barkley. Rhys, welcome back on. Nice to catch up once again.
Nice to be back.
Rhys, let's talk running. You've told me swimming was your strongest of the three disciplines. Biking was your worst. Were you an okay runner starting, or did you have to do a lot of work on your run as well to get competitive?
I think I would say that I was okay at running. I wasn't, you know, by all means good. I still don't consider myself good at running, but I was okay. I've always been okay at running.
What would you say is the thing you've done that's given you the biggest benefit on your run?
It's a good question, really. Running is something I've not really touched on too much in my training yet. I've still kind of been working on the bike, and I'm only just starting to move towards looking at how I can improve my run. But very recently, we started doing some track sessions, and I instantly noticed a big improvement in my performance from running on the track. I say it's still very early days for that, so I'm not entirely sure the answer to that question yet.
Rhys, one thing I've picked up in chatting to you, you're very analytical with regards to how you do things, particularly the way you approach the various disciplines, that you almost pick it apart and you decide that, you know what, I'm going to master this thing, and you pick one and you go for it and you try and get better at that. And then once you're satisfied with what you've done there, you move on to the next one.
Yeah, definitely. I like to, as you say, I focus on sort of one thing at a time. I keep the other two ticking over, like the swim and the run, when I'm focusing on the bike. But I feel like if you're going to do one thing, you've got to do it properly, and you need to respect the time that it takes to improve each of those disciplines individually. I think you can almost, you know, overtrain if you try and improve all three at the same time.
In our first chat, you were talking about qualifying for Kona, your second bite at Ironman UK, and where Led Smith was sort of chasing you down. Obviously, on a run, we all go through bad patches, and I'm guessing in that one too, you were hurting, but you were able to sort of flick the switch and get that other gear. From a mental perspective, what are some of the tricks that you use to sort of keep yourself going on the run? Because it's so easy to get stuck in one of those dark sort of patches and really struggle to get out of it.
Well, the first one is that if I don't run, then Lucy will probably end up beating me. So that's a quick, easy answer. But I don't know. Sometimes I recall some of the really, really hard training sessions I've done, particularly the ones in the heart of winter with the club. And, you know, normally we get a big turnout of about 40, 50 people, but on that occasion there was only about five or six of us, and it was absolutely hailing it down. I just remember vividly that session, and sometimes I call upon that when I'm running and think, well, if I can get through that, I can get through this. And likewise, I had some really, really tough, my coach gave me some really tough track sessions before Kona, so recalling them was quite good for the memory bank and pushing you through even when your feet are failing you.
Is it important to love running to be able to qualify and do well in Kona?
Not so much love running. I think obviously people who have come from a running background, the running levels that they can do compared to people who haven't, it seems quite extraordinary what they can put their body through and not get injured. Especially like me looking on as a swimmer, I've got a few running friends and they can run every single day and it doesn't faze them. Whereas if I go out for a run, I can normally feel it the next day. So yeah, you don't have to love running, but I think you have to kind of enjoy the process of getting better at running.
Do you do the same on the run as you do on the bike, that there's no wasted sessions? Every session has an outcome?
Not so much on the run. As I say before, I wasn't focusing on it totally. So running, I do a few structured sessions a week, and then the other sessions I do, I quite enjoy running, especially around where I live. I've got quite a lot of muddy hills and that. I quite like cross country and stuff. So yeah, I do quite a lot of random slow runs and not so much focused.
When you are focusing, what's your favorite run workout?
I like doing track repeats, sort of 10 1K repeats, something like that. I find that, you know, really, really tough, but rewarding.
See, it's that whole mental thing again.
Yeah, it is.
Reece, that's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to sort of delving into your and Lucy's nutrition strategy and the changes you made in the build-up to Kona. But we'll save that for next time, and I look forward to chatting then.
Great, thanks.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.